Intentionality, sustainability, and going green. Those are a few of the things we'll talk about in this episode of the Wedding Tips and Tricks podcast. You should have a wedding day that is original to yours and your partner's personalities, that you can look back on with no regrets.
Hi, we're Samuel and Maria with the Gernens Photography based in Chicago, Illinois.
We are passionate about artfully and authentically capturing love stories and helping you have the wedding that embraces who you really are.
On this podcast, we talk with wedding industry professionals to give you priceless tips and tricks for wedding planning and to help you get the most out of your wedding photos.
Thanks for joining us. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode. Today, I have Carlene with Naturally Yours Events. I'm really excited to be talking with her today about how to have a more sustainable wedding. So Carlene is based in here in Chicago, and her company serves the Chicagoland area. So thanks so much for joining me, Carlene.
Yeah, it's so great to be chatting with you.
So can you give everyone just like a little bit about you and your company?
Yeah, so Naturally Yours Events is an environmentally friendly and sustainable event planning company here in Chicago. We specialize in injecting personal touches as well as helping to produce less wasteful events. And we are entering our 10 years in business. So super exciting. We started 10 years ago.
That's amazing. And making it through a pandemic is also a huge feat. So congratulations. Well, I mean, I guess we're not completely through, but I can see the silver lining. So yeah, congratulations.
If I can make it through this and plus all the other things in the last 10 years, I feel like we can make it through the next 10.
So complete transparency for everyone listening. I have been interested in what it means to have a more sustainable wedding, but I do not know a lot. So this is education for me as well as everyone else. So I'm really excited to talk with Carlene and learn with you. I have some questions. Let's get right into it. What does it mean to have a green or a sustainable wedding?
In general, I think a lot of it is about being less wasteful, making smart decisions that will not only reflect your style and personality, but will be less wasteful in general on your pocketbook and on the environment. It's all about intention. I mean, if you think about the three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, you can really apply those into any event that you're doing, especially weddings.
I love that whole idea of just being intentional with every decision. As a planner who focuses on sustainability and being environmentally friendly, what does that look like on a more like practical level? Like what are some more practical things that you all do to just be more green?
Us as a company, we take a lot of steps in greening our business as well as in our day-to-day. I think planners in general, what we do isn't very wasteful. It's not like we have a ton of waste for our service. We're just a service-based company. So a lot of what I do to be green is really reflective in my personal life and in my business operations. Things like composting, recycling, using non-toxic materials in my home, non-toxic cleaners in my workplace, the right light bulbs, and certainly recycling. We don't print anything out. We've been completely digital for quite a few years with our contracts and all of our processes. These planning tools that we give to all of our clients are all through the internet and uploaded at all of our software and everything. So there are just many ways that I think we can reduce our carbon footprint through personal life, through the business operations. And then when it comes time to actually work with clients and servicing their events, well, that really is just about thinking differently about your event. And that's where the intention piece comes in. We're really working with couples on how to reduce the waste of their event.
When it comes to more of the style part of a wedding planning and the aesthetics, would you say that there are any like compromises? Someone might think that there are like compromises they have to make with style. Is that true or not?
Absolutely not. I think when you are making decisions that reflect you as a person and your positive intentions of having an environmentally friendly, less wasteful event, that really allows you to be so much more creative. Instead of just flipping through the magazines or Pinterest saying, oh, I want that XYZ backdrop or, you know, this item, you can really work with my planning team to create ideas and design elements that are truly unique. A lot of the things that we can do to not only make your event personalized, but also eco-friendly is really reuse. There's so much waste when it comes to floral and decor. At the end of the night, at a lot of these events, I see things just thrown away right and left. And yeah. A lot of what we do is help reduce those items from being in a landfill and reusing whatever we can throughout the day. So you don't necessarily have to compromise on any design elements. It's just thinking about different ways on how do you use them? How do you source them? Are they local? Are they organic? Not everything has to be organic. Some florals, it's even better instead of going organic, just to think local and in season. You're going to get the freshest and most affordable product if you keep it in season.
Mm-hmm. You are part of the Green Wedding Alliance. Can you just kind of tell people a little bit about that and what that means for you as a business being a part of it?
Yeah, the Green Wedding Alliance is an amazing group and coalition of different vendors throughout Chicago's wedding industry and event industry. It encompasses vendors all the way from venues to stationary artists, confectionery artists, photographers, DJs, planners even, caterers. So we're a great group of vendors who really uplift one another and share ideas on ways that they're implementing green elements into their personal lives, into their businesses, and into the actual service, the end result, which is the events. It was founded by a really amazing florist, Lynn, with Pollen. She had this vision of the Green Wedding Alliance and being able to refer business and work with like-minded vendors. And I was lucky enough to join the Green Wedding Alliance 10 years ago. They're also coming up on their 10-year birthday. And I felt instantly at home. Like when I started my business, I didn't know if anyone else would care about being green or an eco-friendly wedding planner. And when I saw them show up on the Google search, I just knew I was on the right track, that there were people like me who wanted this sustainability as a business focus and specifically in events. So it's been great working with everyone at the Green Wedding Alliance.
That's fantastic. And your experience, like, do you know many? I know that there's a big community of wedding vendors and event vendors here in the Chicago area that are very focused on sustainability. Do you find that's a thing nationwide?
I do. Actually, the Green Wedding Alliance has had so many different companies throughout the years from different states and in different markets reach out to us asking, you know, how did we form this group and can we help them form a similar group in their market? For sure. And I do another event called Wedtoberfest. It's a beer themed wedding expo. We'll have to get into it another time.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's a ton of
it's
fun.
Right up my alley.
Yeah. When we can do events again, we're going to be doing it. And you know, we went nationally and we got to see different vendors in the Denver, Minneapolis, Austin, Seattle markets. And yeah, it's everywhere. I really love to see that vendors are realizing and couples are realizing how wasteful events can truly be, and figuring out ways to reduce that waste.
For anyone who maybe feels like they just really want to plan their event on their own, what are some tips that you can give to them that they can implement to be more environmentally friendly and green on their wedding day?
To be more environmentally conscious. Yeah, I would say always think in season, think local, think small businesses. I know we've all heard that before, but if you think about how do you apply that to your wedding, hiring small businesses like yours and like mine, that feeds back into the local economy. Supporting venues that give back to their community, like the zoo and our museums and our park district. Those are great venues to support. Some of these loft spaces that use, during the week, they use their space for after school programs. These are great venues to support. And thinking small and thinking local and thinking about reducing the waste, as I've mentioned, not just local and seasonal flowers like we talked about. This could apply to food as well. When you're thinking about your wedding menu, think about what's in season. I know that can be challenging for some of our clients and couples who are choosing to get married in the winter. But there are definitely amazing caterers out there who can guide you with what they can get from local farms that are in season or local. And in the summer months, there's just so much great local produce and in-season produce that, you can really focus on local and seasonality. I think some big things really beyond those would just be to finding ways to reuse and reduce waste. Don't choose elements that have one use. Aisle runners, for example. I can't even tell you the last time I got a request from a client to use an aisle runner.
Yeah.
There's just one use, and you step on that aisle runner, that white runner, and the florist throws it out.
Yeah.
So thinking about ways to reuse as much as your decor as possible throughout the day. And then what do you do with those items afterward? Don't throw it in the trash. Donate it to a friend or a cousin who's getting married next year. Or we actually have a really great event that the Green Wedding Alliance plans called the Great Wedding Recyclery. And we normally in a non-pandemic world do it twice a year.
Okay.
And it's a great place for former couples that recently got married to sell their or donate their lightly used items. So these items don't end up in the landfill. They can be reused and reused and reused. And couples can come and shop for their wedding day and feel good about what they're buying.
One thing that we see very often is couples, having tons of florals and greenery for their wedding. That's really a hot thing right now. But then really having no idea what to do with it afterwards. I mean, maybe a little bit of it they want to take to use as decor, but are there any, do you have any helpful tips there?
For sure. Donate those flowers to a nursing home, a hospital. Think about how those patients, when we're allowed to do things in hospitals again, thinking outside the pandemic.
Yeah.
When we can go and drop off just a care package to people that are in hospital or to assisted living facilities to brighten their day. Sometimes people don't get much interaction from their family, and they're in these hospital beds for months, and the flowers could really brighten their day for sure. I know there are companies out there, organizations that also will do this for you. There are some of the eco-friendly florists that I work with that we'll do this as well. And if you can't donate them, once you've enjoyed them in your home, compost them. Mm-hmm. Flowers can totally be composted.
Okay, that's a great tip. Kind of circling back around to something you said earlier about picking a venue that gives back to the community. We are such big fans of like doing, especially like smaller weddings in parks. We did so much of that back in Richmond, Virginia. They're also like pretty inexpensive. They're very budget friendly. But yeah, I also want to just second that that's a really cool idea. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for anyone listening?
Yeah, for sure. I think the third R that kind of gets lost here a little bit is recycling. Chicago is not known for its stellar recycling programs, but when it comes to your event, working with the right vendors is key, especially if you're trying to have a greener event. And let's just say you're a couple that's listening and, you know, you've already booked your venue and you've already booked your caterer, and they are not one of the amazing caterers or venues that are part of the Green Wedding Alliance. There's still hope. So reach out to those vendors, ask them if they provide on-site recycling or composting. Ask them what are they doing, you know, with all of the booze. I have unfortunately seen caterers throw out bottle after bottle, can after can into the trash. Those are easy recyclables. Wow. Right. So if this is something that means something to you as a couple, talk to your caterer. Make sure that when the bartenders are done pouring that Merlot into Aunt Sally's glass, that Merlot bottle gets into a recycling container and that they get recycled. It's just such an easy, no-brainer thing. Composting too, we have great connections with companies that will actually compost at your event. So, you know, anyone listening who wants that recommendation, you know, or their, you know, if their caterer might have a connection. If not, definitely reach out to me. I'd be happy to share that. And, you know, there might be a little bit of learning curve that your caterer has to go through. But it's such an easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. Just scrape the food waste into the compost bin and the composter handles the rest. So those are definitely some things that, are huge on the three R's: reduce, reuse, recycle.
And I'm also thinking for couples who this is very important to, and maybe finding a vendor, like maybe there's a vendor that you've always wanted to work with, whether it's a photographer or a planner or whatever, and and maybe they're not focused on sustainability, but you reaching out to them and maybe saying like, hey, I'm interested in working with you, and or but that, like, this is very important to me, could really pave the way to them, you know, implementing these changes in their business, and making a big impact. So,
sure. Yeah. I mean, all those vendors out there listening, the Green Wedding Alliance welcomes everyone. Maybe if you're not a member, you don't get membership right away because, well, maybe you need to work on implementing some additional green aspects to your business. We'll be there to give you tips. We even have different seminars and things that vendors outside of our group can listen in on and learn from. I think we're a group that is very, very welcoming and just wants to reduce the waste of all Chicago events. So if there's a couple out there or a vendor out there that wants to be greener, yeah, definitely reach out to the Green Wedding Alliance.
All right. And so that kind of brings me to my next thing, which is, where can people find you on social media and what's your website?
Yeah. So I am at naturallyyoursevents.com, and my Facebook is Naturally Yours Events, and our Insta is NY Events Chicago.
I highly suggest that y'all check out the Naturally Yours Events. They're doing some really great work, as you heard firsthand right here. If you have any questions regarding, you know, sustainability or whatever, we are accepting questions that can be answered on the show now from couples listening. So if you have a question about anything, please feel free to ask it. You can go to thegernans.com/podcast, and there is a spot there at the bottom to submit your question. We do not know the answer to a lot of questions. However, that is why I am bringing awesome other vendors on, like Carlene, to help me answer these questions for you. So no question is out of the question. So again, thank you so much for joining me, Carlene. And I highly suggest anyone listening to go check out Naturally Yours events. Talk to y'all later.